Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Let me tell you a little bit about Mark Jacobson. He was with me back a couple of years ago. Has been a working journalist for the past 45 years. Mark is a born and bred New Yorker. Over the years, he has been employed by the New York Magazine, Rolling Stone, Esquire, National Geographic, among other publications. His New York Magazine piece, Night Shifting for the Hip Fleet, was adapted into the long-running TV series Taxi, and in 2000 he wrote Return of Superfly, which served as the basis for the hit film American Gangster. Jacobson's most recent book is what we're going to talk about tonight, Pale Horse Rider. Mark, welcome back, and how are things in New York? You okay?
Oh, things in New York are dense, George.
Yeah.
Dense.
They really
Actually,
are.
I'm very happy to be on Coast to Coast. It makes me feel like a person, you know, somebody.
Well, you are. And you did a great job for me a couple of years ago, by the way. I'm still getting emails about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing.
That is amazing.
We've got a great audience and everything else. But let's talk a little bit about Bill Cooper. You know, he had been on our show years and years and years ago with Art Bell. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of clips of him at conferences where he gave speeches. And he came across as a pretty intelligent guy. But then all of a sudden, I think toward the latter part of his life, I think he kind of flipped out or something. But what can you tell us about this guy?
Well, I mean, it's true. He's a very intelligent guy. I mean, he was an exceedingly smart guy. I mean, his basic career fits the perfect second half of the 20th century. I mean, he's really a man of his times. Born in 1943, he died 6 weeks after 9/11, which he's probably most famous for actually predicting. His followers believe he predicted it. And he actually, you know, they make a good case, and I believe it. In one of his broadcasts a few months before 9/11, he said something horrible is going to happen to this country. And they're going to blame it on Osama bin Laden, which is basically what happened. So, and then 6 weeks later, he was shot dead at his house. And he also predicted that they're going to come up here, and he lives on the top of a hill in Arizona. And they said, they're going to come up here at midnight and shoot me dead on my front doorstep. And in fact, on the night of November 5th, 2001, the police, the Apache County Sheriff, did come up to his house and shoot him dead on his front doorstep at about 5 minutes after midnight. So he was pretty close on that.
Now, he had wounded. He had shot a deputy in the head, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did. And that person never really recovered from that. That stuff is not usually mentioned in the Cooper legend. But, because, I mean, Bill Cooper is kind of like a saint of, and over the years, and it's already now almost 2 years since this book came out, but he remains as popular as he ever was, probably more so. And he's considered to be the father of what was generally referred to as the truth movement. I mean, he's the man. He really is. I mean, there are others who are pretenders, but nobody can compete with Cooper, basically because of that book, which has sold over 300,000 copies.
Which is amazing.
An astounding number, really. I wish some of my books had sold.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
And considering that, the book has never been, it's never really gotten a fair merchandising thing, because for a long time, that book was the most stolen book in the history of Barnes & Noble, the most shoplifted book.
Wow.
And you couldn't buy it. It wasn't on the shelves. It was in later, and probably one of the main attractions of the Cooper legend is that, Pale Horse Rider, Behold the Pale Horse, was the number one read book in the prison systems in the East Coast.
Yeah, they love it. I still get calls from people during open lines every once in a while about Bill Cooper. He thought he was being personally targeted by then-President Bill Clinton and the Internal Revenue Service, and I guess he was charged with tax evasion. That's why the deputies went to get him. And I'm not sure.
That's actually not accurate.
Why were they after him?
To get him is because he threatened the town doctor a few weeks before this. I mean, he did kind of flip out near the end, or he was not acting.
He wasn't acting,
He was acting erratically, let's just say that. But he's up there on top of his mountain doing his shortwave radio show to maybe, he used to claim that he had millions of people listening to him, but I think it was really near the end, it was more like in the triple figures. It wasn't that many people that were listening to him, so he's this kind of semi-insane guy. His wife has left him, taken his children. He's up there by himself. He's downing a bottle of Jack Daniels per day, and he's doing his radio show. If you ever listen to him, he's fantastic on the radio. I mean, he's really a master of the form. He's good as almost anybody.
Oh yeah, when he didn't use profanity. I mean, he would get out of control sometimes.
Yeah, well. I think that if you listen to these broadcasts, which are all available on the Hour of the Time website, you have these, there'd be long gaps in which times he wouldn't do a show. And according to everybody that I talked to, that was when he was on a bender. But then he'd come back and he'd be great. I mean, his reporting on Waco, for instance, where he actually went to, is as good as anything you'll ever hear about that. It's fantastic. I mean, he's there. He's on the scene. He's doing this newscasting thing. And, he's doing his Edward R. Murrow thing at Waco, which nobody else would do, certainly nobody in the mainstream media. And he really provided a great service. He's a man of highs and lows, Mr. Cooper was. You still get emails about him. But, I mean, I get these phone calls where people call me or email me and ask me, like, what would Bill think about this? What would he think about the COVID-19? What would he think about the protests that are going on now? And, the guy's been dead for 20 years. I don't know what he would think. But, I have a fair assumption of, I can infer from everything I know about him how he might have felt about it.
He'd probably say, I told you so.
He's still uppermost in the mind of many people.
He is. Didn't Tim McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bomber, listen to him religiously?
Well, religiously, I don't know, but he listened to him. And actually, according to Cooper, and there are eyewitnesses that McVeigh actually visited Cooper shortly before the Oklahoma City bombing and had a long conversation with him because he kind of wanted Cooper's blessing or his advice about what to do, you know, whether or not he should go through with this without actually telling Cooper what he was planning on doing. And he asked Cooper, he said, well, if you got stopped by the police and you were sort of wanted, what would you do? And Cooper said, well, I would just, you know, if they had me, I would just do what they said. He said, you wouldn't shoot it out with them or anything like that?
Oh,
and Cooper
geez.
Said, well, no, I don't think that was, because Cooper didn't know what the guy was planning on doing, obviously. So, and in fact, when Timothy McVeigh was apprehended, for people who know about this kind of stuff, the sheriff came out and he actually gave himself up, even though he had a gun. He basically, you know, and this is the guy that wanted to get caught. You don't have an escape vehicle with no license plate.
No license plate on it. That's what got him.
No,
that's
license
right.
Plate. I mean, you want to get stopped by the police, that's a good way to do it, right? So, you know, it's just, Cooper is, he weaves in and out of pop culture in a way that is very interesting, you know, and I write a lot about his effect over the hip-hop community and how, you name the rapper in the 1990s, they were all quoting Bill Cooper from Wu-Tang Clan, Tupac quoted him, Nas, everybody, you know, all the big deal Busta Rhymes, they all were Bill Cooper fans. That was kind of what got me interested in the topic. I mean, I said, why are these New York street guys so into a guy, a big fat guy who lives on top of a mountain in Arizona? You know, and then you kind of dig into it, and it became a very, it was a semi-obsessive reporting job. You know, many reporting jobs get that way, as you probably know. But this one had a special added little twist into it, you know.
And there seems to be some confusion, Mark, whether, you know, he was in the military, what he did. He claimed that he was in the Air Force and the Navy, high up in rank. Others say that they checked into it and he wasn't. He was like a petty officer or something.
He was a petty officer.
He was. I mean, okay.
You got to understand that Bill Cooper had a lot of enemies, including George Knapp.
My buddy.
Your buddy. I mean, ask him about Bill Cooper. You know, Bill Cooper, I mean, most of it all dates back to his time in the UFO thing, because that's really where he first breaks out. He broke out of nowhere. You know, I guess you know the UFO community is pretty parochial. I mean, everybody's got their little turf and people don't, you know.
Yeah, it's very tight.
Very tight and very kind of like, you know, a degree of suspicion. I don't know how you want to put it. I mean, you know more about it than I do. But, you know, then all of a sudden this Cooper guy shows up and he's claiming that he saw all these papers when he was working for an admiral in the Pacific Fleet. And he knows all this stuff, you know, because he saw these papers. He never produces the papers, and he has a fantastic, really one of the all-time great sighting stories with a big football-sized UFO.
Mm-hmm.
While he was stationed on a submarine that flew over them and then dove into the water and came back out again. And, you know, it's just, and the way he tells it, it's fantastic. I mean, you know, you're spellbound when you hear him talk about this because he's a great, he's a great talker. So, and then, you know, there was never really any proof. So a lot of people got really mad, and he's a very abrasive personality.
Right.
So
people
like, even a really nice guy like John Lear had his doubts about Bill Cooper. John Lear is one of the nicest guys you run across. So like, and there were people that hated him, like Stan Friedman hated him. All those guys hated Cooper because he was getting a lot of play. And remember Billy Goodman?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he used to have Cooper on the show all the time, and
right.
He was taking a lot of the air out of the room. So that's partially where the hatred of Bill Cooper comes from. But You know, in all my research, I believe his military record, as printed in the back of his book, is correct.
Did he ever change his views on UFOs, Mark? I mean, being the staunch believer, and then did he change later on in life?
He changed. He did. He changed. He claimed that he changed his mind about UFOs when he ran across a speech given by John Dewey, who was a famous intellectual, a pragmatist. In 1917, he made a speech which really became a kind of little-known hallmark of the conspiracy movement, in which was later picked up by Ronald Reagan and a few other people, saying that, like, you know, if we only could have an enemy from outer space, then all humanity would band together to fight this outsider, and we would forget our differences. And this was like a big light bulb for Cooper that the alien stuff and all the flying saucer stuff was all a hoax, and that it was just another control mechanism, another story for the so-called sheeple to believe in and distract them from what was really going on. And he's the inventor, or at least the popularizer of the term sheeple. I mean, he's kind of deep in the popular culture in the sense that, you know, he invents the idea of you know, how many times have you heard the word sheeple? He also was the first person to use the term woke. I mean, he's just kind of like there in these, and it becomes more in the generic talking of just people in the street that never heard of Bill Cooper. You know, wake up sheeple, or he dies a sheeple, or something like that. But these are all Cooper terms that he made up. I mean, he's kind of a wizard at pop culture. He never really made it during his lifetime because that book, he never made any money out of it. It's mostly all taken by the publisher, Light Technology.
Hmm.
Basically publishes, channeling books and something that was Cooper hated, all that channeling stuff. So, you know, he's just he's a contradictory and fascinating person. And I often refer to him as a great American.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.